makinig sa SBS Filipino. We speak this morning with Marcus Swanepoel from the Roots of Health Palawan. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
Yes, you're here in Sydney for a few days attending conferences.
Yes, it's been lovely to be here. It's my first time in Australia, and it's been a fantastic learning experience.
Is this part of you being part of Roots of Health?
Yes, Roots of Health was invited by Macquarie University. It's a five-day conference, their PACE initiative, which aims to place students into both professional and NGO organizations to give them real-world experience.
And what have you learned so far?
We've learned a lot. It's been jam-packed. We've had meetings with the university professors from psychology to business, from the engineering departments to the education departments, and they've explained exactly what their students have learned, what the students are capable of, what kind of skills they have. We've also had presentations from the other Macquarie PACE partners, so they're NGOs from all over Asia, Fiji, India, Malaysia, Philippines, and we've basically been, the output really with everything is to try and make sure that we can create activities that are relevant for students from Macquarie University, but at the same time that we can also get value from them so that they're helping us with things that are relevant to our organization.
Speaking of that, before we talk why and how it will be relevant for Roots of Health, can we please let our listeners know what or how did Roots of Health started? It's actually based in Palawan, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So my mother-in-law, Susan Evangelista, retired to Palawan with her husband over 15 years ago. And each year she would teach in the university there, Palawan State University. And every year, one of her students would get pregnant. And when Susan would ask the student, you know, how this came to be, the student would say, oh, well, my parents went away and my boyfriend came over and something happened. And a number of the students didn't understand that having sex would result in pregnancy. So Susan really recognized the need for the organization. Young people were not getting education. They were not getting services. And at the time, Amina, my wife, and myself, we were living in New York City, and Amina had recently completed her public health master's, and she was working for a consulting firm, but not really enjoying it. And I was teaching middle school in the Bronx at the time, and we got this opportunity to start Roots of Health in Palawan, and we jumped at it. We were at that point in our lives where we're at a crossroads, and we knew we wanted to start a family. So when we had this opportunity to start Roots of Health in Palawan, we jumped at it.
Yeah. I've read that the province of Palawan is one with highest teen pregnancy.
Yes. So we have a very high teen pregnancy. One in five pregnancies is to a teenager. And in some areas, it's even one in four.
Wow.
So it's a really big issue. We also have very high maternal mortality, and an increasing rate of HIV infection, which is really predominantly young people.
Roots of Health is a combination of using the health sector and education, combining health and education.
That's correct.
Can you tell us more about what you do?
Sure. When we started, we thought we would just be in education. And we targeted a small community, and we went into that community, and we gathered all of the mothers, and we did classes on all sorts of things like nutrition, finances, prenatal care, family planning. And at the end of it, we thought, okay, now we're going to see an improvement in the health stats of this community. But it didn't happen. And when we went back and we asked the woman why they weren't accessing the services, they said, well, the services aren't really available. You know, it's a half an hour walk to the health center, and the midwife is there on a Wednesday every second week, And sometimes they don't have family planning commodities. They don't have prenatal vitamins. And so we thought, okay, well, I think, you know, we think it's time to hire a nurse. And
yeah.
So we hired a nurse, and the nurse went to the community, and we figured out very early on that it's not enough to just provide people with information if
yeah.
they can't act on that information. You need to have both. In the same way, you can't just provide services, because if people don't understand the value of those services, they're not going to access them.
Mm. So it means that you also provide health services?
Yes, we provide a number of services. We provide prenatal care to women who are already pregnant.
Mm.
We provide family planning services to anyone who wants to avail of them. We do STI checks, and we also do pap smears.
Where specifically in Palawan is Roots of Health based?
So we're based in the capital city, which is Puerto. And that's where we have our office, and we have a clinic there where anybody can come and access services for free. And what we do is we have teachers who go out and teach at schools and colleges throughout the province. So up to Coron in the north and down to Bataraza in the south. And then our clinical team also goes to all of those municipalities. And when they go out there, what they mainly do is they organize missions that are really based on needy areas, very hard to reach, like the far out islands or the mountainous areas where certain services aren't available. For instance, the contraceptive implants, which last for 3 years, or the IUDs, which can last up to 10 years. So women don't have access to those. So we go and we provide those services to those areas, also free of charge.
I know that one of Roots of Health's goals is to improve reproductive health of women and girls, particularly in Puerto Princesa and Palawan.
Yeah.
But what can be the ripple effect to girls and women being engaged and being educated by Roots of Health?
Oh, I think that the effect is massive. You know, when women can space and plan their pregnancies, their children will be healthier, and that has a knock-on effect, because if they have healthy children, they're spending less money on health care, on health emergencies, and they're able to put more money into the children that they have. You see it so often, you know, we have a huge problem with teenage pregnancy. So when a girl who's in school or college gets pregnant, she has to drop out, so she doesn't achieve her educational goals. So she misses out on being able to, you know, complete college and get a higher paying job. And it just has a knock-on effect. You know, it's difficult for her to raise a child, especially if the husband doesn't stay with her. So we just find that it has a massive effect. In the short term, girls are able to finish school. Women are able to space their pregnancies. And we're really excited for the next 5 years to see kind of a boom in Palawan as people are able to do more, because they have more resources, and they're leading healthier lives.
I know that women in any country, particularly in the Philippines with lots of children, women play a big role for the community as well as for the family. So when women are healthier, we know that their family and children are healthier, isn't it? And it also means that healthier communities.
Yes, 100%. You know, in a lot of people ask us, oh, why do you have to provide, you know, your commodities for free? You know, can't people afford the 30 pesos for a packet of pills? And we say, yes, you know, women can afford it. But a mother is always going to put her needs behind the needs of her husband and behind the needs of her children. So when a mother has 30 pesos and she's making the decision, okay, do I buy a packet of pills or do I buy a kilo of rice for my family? She's always going to choose the kilo of rice.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that, you know, women who are empowered and who are educated are going to make better decisions for their families. And, you know, healthy families make up healthy communities.
So yes.
We're seeing it in the communities that we've been working in for several years now, where the woman that we started with, a number of them had, you know, they dropped out of high school when they had a child. Now a number of them have gone back. They still only have one child. They've gone back to high school. They've got their diploma. They've gone on and gotten jobs. And it's really just been fantastic to follow the progress of this woman.
Mm. And from your learnings at the conferences at Macquarie University, what are you bringing home to Palawan?
we've been given a little bit of loot. Some nice gifts from Macquarie, which has been nice. But no, in all seriousness, I think what we're going to take home is just the knowledge of what students can do and are willing to do. We've spoken with so many students. Some of them are going to be, two of them are going to be coming to Palawan in January.
Yeah.
To work on some projects that we have there. And it's just been very inspiring and motivating to see so many young people wanting to go out into the world, wanting to improve things, to kind of do their part to make the world a better place. So I have a long list of things now that we can propose to Macquarie University to get students to come and help us, but also it'll help the students in their growth.
This is not just a five-day affair. It's a long time one.
Yeah, it's the placements range from 4 to 8 weeks. So there's enough that the students can do in that time. It's quite set. You know, we determine what our needs are, whether it's a database, it could be a website, it could be a program review, it could be some research that we or some materials that we need developing, but we just don't have the staff or the capacity to do ourselves. So students can come and work on those things. There are also opportunities for students who don't actually leave campus. And in those cases, we can communicate with the students via Skype.
Yeah.
And the students can work on a particular project for the course of a semester, for instance.
Ultimately, what does Roots of Health aim to achieve?
What we aim to achieve is women and young people leading healthier reproductive lives in Palawan. And basically what that means is we don't want any mothers dying in Palawan of preventable complications during childbirth. We don't want to see any teenagers having unplanned pregnancies, and we don't want to see or have any young people or anybody for that matter contracting HIV.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Marcus Swanepoel from the Roots of Health Palawan.
No problem.
The best to Roots of Health.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.